讲丁里根本传承上师
Please visualize
真佛
陀一代师
及坛城
僧 Pay homage to Buddha Guru Master Lan Sheng
师尊好师母主持上师以及诸位上师教师法师同门以及网络直播线上的同门大家好
Good evening everybody、
觉得时间过得很快下度
I feel the time flies
休息超度法会过去了然后我们
The four ceremonies passed already
在上一周、在法会期间呢有世界各地的同门来、
During the ceremony there are lots of disciples from all over the world
每周都与我们见面但很多同门、
And everybody around using the internet to
但是没有关系因为我们
To see this
就算你们人不在
Group cultivation is really awesome
但是你们还是跟我们在一起像、大上周我们有听是、连连法师有讲说、欢迎、非常欢迎世界各地的同门能够常回祖庙来护持法会然后上周呢连金法师有讲说、感谢世界各地的发心的义工对我们法会的、大力帮忙在今天呢
There are lots of people from all over the world stay around to help the temple
上寺的各位常住的上师和法师为什么这样讲因为下图雷藏寺的法会这几年就是在师尊尤其是师尊在的时候我感觉就是法会不是只有那一天而是在
During while grandmasters around the ceremonies is quite a number of days
三周的时间人潮都还没有退去
the amount of people coming all over the world is not really reduced after the ceremony
而且在下图雷藏寺世界各地的法师、都有来挂单啊或者受训啊帮忙但是一过了法会之后我看就有好多就是身强力壮的比丘啊希望他能够更久的帮忙的
She's hoping that when after the ceremony, all those stronger, healthier, and more help from all over the world can come over and help for a little bit longer time.
除了我以外
and all the masters and reverends stay in Seattle Temple is really, really busy.
所以我觉得真的应该感谢他们就是在这里给我们
I feel that we have to thank them very much
上师法师法师一个鼓励的掌声也希望他们
And we would like, I would like to thank all the masters and reverends who stays in Seattle Temple permanently
困难要克服或者每个人都有要面临的挑战
And everybody has to overcome all the
在我们自己的
challenges
或者在法务上就是、能够
This includes all the、dharmas and everything around the temple
我母亲、的请求想要讲一下就是感应的故事是真实的是我父母感应的故事像我的父母
Now I would like to share with you all the spiritual response
他们是、正式、搬到西雅图来居住然后他们一直有一个心
from my mother
希望能够、跟我离得比较近一点然后
she came over and wishing that
有帮他们就是申
my mother and I will stay together a little bit closer
然后有申请了将近、一年多的时间然后在去年的时候有师尊有圆桌问世嘛中秋节圆桌问世的时候我也就为父母就问说这个申请低收入住房有没有希望呢然后得到的答案是
There was a spiritual consultation with grandmaster
然后这次向我父母来的时候呢他们
This time my parents came and talked to me
我也、受他们就是、就决定就他们在来的今年七月份呢、帮他们申请的是
Because they want to come overto the elderly home and they I request for the consultation to stay at an elderly home here
他说你可以我帮你要申请表格他说你可以帮你爸妈申请
so I can get an application form and apply for them
填表格寄出去是8月1号
so in August the 1st I've sent the application
这段时间呢因为我父母住在 跟我住在这里，虽然每天就是说。
So during this time, my parents and I stay together. So they come over to group cultivation. And I also request for the smoke offerings empowerment. And we cultivate smoke offerings in the morning as well as in the afternoon.
就是为自己的老年生活，就是说觉得还是不够安定，不晓得他们未来到底是可以留在美国居住呢，还是
Not too sure whether they can stay around in at this United States.
到底他们是会怎样成功的可能
？And I would like to ask Grandmaster about them to stay here.
就说四个月之内会有消息，当时
So the result is within 4 months there will be a news.
那一般在西雅图申请老年公寓的话，至少一两年。
In general, applying to stay in an elderly home in Seattle is about 1 or 2 years, and now within this 4 months is really different.
早上我就收到了就是申请租房的那个办公室打来电话。
So on August 1st, I received a telephone from the elderly home.
如果你的父母还感兴趣的话，说你需要补充一些资料。
So if they still want to apply this, they need to submit a little bit more information.
因为当时在法会很忙，我就说那你寄表格过来。他说那我寄表格过来好了。在法会过后的九月一号，我就
So after the ceremony on September the 1st, I filled all the application and submit all the additional information that is required.
Office 的电话，他说。
Then I receive a telephone response from the office.
都符合他们的要求，他说。
So they fulfill all the requirements.
房子，如果觉得满意的话呢。
So they can come over and take a look at the house, and if they are happy with it, they can move in.
就领他们去看房间呢。
So I go over and bring them over to visit the.
那时候三个人都觉得刚开始最二楼的这个房间就是有一种就是进去就觉得比较暗了，然后有一种压抑感，虽然是
So the place is about on the third floor and feel that is
想说我们就决定搬进来
quite comfortable and decide to move in, but we feel a little bit not enough light
环境啊，就是转一转，三点下午三点多钟，我们准备要坐汽车要回家的时候，又
So about 3 o'clock, we
我们现在有一个议事一厅
We are about to come back, and then we receive the telephone.
如果满意的话，你马上就可以搬。然后我们三个
And the office say that if you're happy with it, you can right away move in.
三楼的房间的话
，There is another room on the third floor.
敞亮的多，格局啊也很好，所以三个
And that is quite nice.So we are quite comfortable with this room.
决定了，那就第二天九月十二号搬。
So in September the 22nd, we decide to move in because all the conditions are very good.
十二个月的时间。
So there are
一个月零十二天。
So there are totally 1 month and 12 days time.
两个月的时间，然后又搬到了老年公寓。第二
，And then they move over to the elderly home.
签住房合同的时候，我看那个房租说只有69块钱，我说不敢相信。然后他这个房租还
……So they come over to sign the contract and find out that is about only $69 a month. That includes the garbage collection and all the other fees.
所以我们说
，And they only need to pay.part of the utility fee.
的礼物，所以通过这件事情呢，我感觉师尊的大力加持是一方面，但是我们作为弟子的，就是自己的修法，平时的修法也。
So it is like a gift from.
平常修法的时候就一直为他们回向啊，希望他们老年有个很好的安排，有贵。
From the heaven and because this is.
然后
from the God blessing.
师尊以后呢，他就很有信心。
Grandmaster's blessing.
高王经还有师尊心咒，他说 一天持一个小时的师尊心咒。
So they recite Grandmaster's mantra.
才会有这个。
One hours per day.
所以我希望就是说，世界各地的同门有很多就是有来。
So I wish everybody from all over the world.Who either fax over, send letters over, or request over, will get Grandmaster's personal blessing.
以师尊的，他的法流是遍十方的。你只要是诚心的祈求的
，Grandmaster's blessing is all from all ten directions.
在这里啊，也确实也出现，就是说各方的贵人，就是师姐呀，各种上师法师们呐。师兄姐们的帮忙啊，在这里也非常感谢大家，也希望大家如果要是自己有或者听到朋友有什么感应的事迹的话，能够尽快的在最近的时间能够传到。
And it is very good to receive Grandmaster's blessing in person.
还有什么事情简洁的说明一下啊？让
So if you want to
增加大家修法的信心，好，阿弥陀佛。
听你根本传承三世圣尊莲圣活佛，听你正悟宗历代传承祖师，诸佛菩萨护法，诸尊坛城三宝。师尊、师母、各位上师、教授师、法师、同门
，Grandmaster、师母、All Masters、Reference and All Disciples。Good evening.
今天晚上呢
，Tonight，
就是上个星期跟同门在聊天的时候，就是说想了这四个字。
I would like to talk about.
为了这个
，The subject is
中文老师说
，Grandmaster and myself.
跟我好像看起来比较尊敬，还是说我跟师尊在文法方面，中文文法方面是怎么样？那中文老师就是说我跟师尊是是正确的，没有什么不妥当。那我就想说啊，那就我跟师尊
In Chinese grammar it is
感谢的话大家都是
Grandmaster and I
掉下我们要感谢师尊，感谢药师金母，感谢历代祖师诸佛菩萨加持，这些法务才能够承办。阿弥陀佛。
I would like to thankGrandmaster Buddha and Bodhisattva to for the blessing making this ceremony so successful.
看了书，写信皈依。那人生呢
？I take refuge to Grandmaster is because I read the Grandmaster's books.
就这样子过去了。无常呢是每天在敲我们的门。
Impermanence is coming with us all the time.
其实它时间都是还是在跑。那无
time flies.
在敲门。不管你有没有听到
，Impermanence always knocks your door, whether you hear it or not.
这样式的这个开关大典。那在前两个星期的一个星期天，就是9月14号，这个月的9月14号，刚好也是农历8月15中秋节。
Mid Autumn Festival of 1985.
所以雷战士就
In September the 14th of 2008,
there is
Mid-Autumn Festival. We have a party.
出家开始穿喇嘛装，那也算是变装吧。那变装变了15年，当时
15 years ago, I
要照亮自己，也要照
I become a monk.
那在人生的过程当中，生老病死，那小时候呢，就我自己小时候就不懂事。
When I was young, I don't know too many things, and when I'm growing up, I'm still.
那皈依学佛之后呢，皈依师尊就找到了这个人生的方向。
Still Moodle.
我记得在师尊在彩虹山庄1992年开示这个密教大光华的时候，我常讲。
In 1992, Grandmaster's Dharma talk.
四个字。
About
有触动，有想。
The completion.
那时候很多人就不好意思，就心里流泪就可以了，这样。
Exposition on.
四个字呢，就是说，在我以往的看了。
On the tantric practices.
看了四本书。但是总觉得这个好像是比较不容易明白的，不容易明白。
I find out that it's pretty hard. It's not easy to understand grandmaster's book.
这四个字的时候，自己心里就有一个比较莫名的一个触动。
And then all of a sudden, I feel
仿佛好像开始比较了解这四个字。
All of a sudden, I gradually understand these four letters.
1997年底就成立的这个中文会世界。
In 1997, the True Buddha Foundation formed.
在这个1997年底就进一步的说宣布这个退隐这样子。
And then afterwards, Grandmasters announced to retreat.
之后的那个星期天呢，大家一样的在彩虹山庄聚会啊。进行了表演等等。
A week after, we still do the performance within the Rainbow Temple.
师尊在看大家，大家也在看师尊。那
师尊 look, Grandmaster look at us, and we also look at Grandmaster.
那
and we, it was quite quiet.
默默的，那师尊就下了法座，就提早离开下，离开这个彩虹山庄。
And Grandmasters leave. Rainbow Temple.
又忍不住了，也不知道为什么又哭了。
Early.
就是说，从孙离开长山庄大门到车子开出长山庄的 gate 哦，那铁门那边，就终于就是说开始就收拾心情就回来庙了这样子。那个是另外一个触动。那时候的感觉呢，就是说，简单讲，就是说，我们难得皈依师尊。然后虽然说宣布退隐，心里的感觉上失去了一种依靠的感觉，是那时候的那种心情。那好了，那是
I feel more when Grandmaster left.
2005年闭关多年，那终于出关啊，2006年就再度
In between 2000 and 2006 Grandmaster's retreat, and then afterwards.
那就在2006年底，我自己那时候的心情就是说，有很多想法。
And then 2006 at the end of 2006, Grandmasters.
但到最后呢
？Come back to the temple for cultivation with us, and I feel that.
就是说，还是再度的买手法务，因为觉得这样子呢，会在这个比较没有那么多时间给你去胡思乱想，就单纯的就做。
I still busy and concentrate in doing everything in within the temple.
这个皈依出家，从皈依到出家到。
So starting from taking refuge to grandmaster.
有经历。
To become a monk.
那很多的一种磨练，也是。
During this process, there are lots of challenges.
服务之后，在西雅图雷藏寺服务之后。这几年慢慢产生了一些经验跟一些历练，之前呢也是很多东西都不懂，
and
现在也还没有
doing the service at the temple，
继续买手法务就是了。
I still don't know everything。
说说这个刚刚讲的，我在出家的时候，师尊提到说这个要照亮自己，也要照亮别人。这个我想
Grandmaster mentioned about we have to shine ourselves and illuminate
在西雅图雷藏寺服务，很多时候呢
others
或者是出家的都明白这个学法度众的道理。
We all understand learning the Buddhism as well as
这种想法就会影响到你对这个注重的
helping others
时间的一种分配跟一种这个互动。那什么时候是觉得就是说累了，什么时候是觉得 根本就不应该有这个累的想法，啊，就做累了这样子，疲倦了。
When are we feeling tired and?
就是说，
In doing this.
很多时候我自己会想说。
And how do we know?
不管是自己修行上受到。
When we are really tired.
不管是什么理由。我比较容易转过关呢，就是说，我会想一想世尊。
Or should we be tired?
弘法多众那么多年，写那么多本书，我会想一想师母在处理。
So I thought Grandmaster wrote so many books,
想一想
and 师母。
我就觉得自己所遭遇的一切
takes care of so many,
就是很小的事情，其实也没什么了不起。
Things around this true Buddha school, and I'm only a small potato doing little things.
比较不会去计较或者在乎自己的时间的一种分配，啊，以前呢，就是说比较计较自己的时间，就是说上班的上班。
So in older times, I usually pay more attention on the times.
他们在躲我呢，就是我在躲大家。我们说过，就是他们看到我比较严肃，比较。
So I'm not too sure whether I
大家，我自己也是哦，下班了，我就像上班族了，就。回去试试休息的。如果大家还记得的话，师尊在隐居那几年跟早年我刚来的时候，那时候也没有什么网络直播。
I work only during work hours.
那李占师的同修呢，我原则上是五分钟顶多十分钟前到。那同修完了之后呢，五分钟跟十分钟之内呢，我很快就会消失了。
Usually in before the group cultivation, I come 5 to 10 minutes earlier, and after group cultivation, 5 or 10 minutes later, I'll be disappear.
哪一些是温哥华来的？哪一些是西雅图来的
？So sometimes I'm not too sure who is coming from Vancouver, who is coming from Seattle.
大家是从哪个角落来的？是有这种现象。那这几年就比较改变一下做法。那大家就
These few years, I feel a little bit different.
所以就是说，大家知道我喜欢唱歌，也喜欢跳舞。那我
And I don't usually interact with anyone before.
在薰衣草园之中，吃着那个薰衣草冰淇淋，在夏天的时候，很狭义的。在这么多年里面呢，因为自己在这个学习的过程，在做事方面跟大家互动方面呢，都有很多不同的转变。在多年来
there are quite changes.
那有人说我太安静。
Somebody say I'm quite quiet.
就多开口。开口太过的时候呢，啊，有人说我话太多。
And in this few years, somebody say that I say too much.
做家中的一个威仪，就脸就绷起来，那大家说这些董事长很严肃。看起来都很忙的，就不敢接近他。好了，那就放松一点吧。那当然话题也多，也不再重复。所以呢，我觉得是说，有时候怎么样才算是可以调得刚刚好，也。
So how to do in the middle, in not in the two ends of being too solemn or too quiet?
真的要讲标准。
How to balance it?
这个戒律以及道德的规范来做个标准，这样子才能够知道说什么时候是有放逸的现象，只要收回来。那在什么时候也确实需要开放一点，互动性多一点，才能够说跟大家一起把这个法务来承办。这些都是些技巧，是平衡。那
So it is important to balance between the morale and the precepts.
讲讲你这个静坐啊、修行的心得啊，一般我们在看这个电视，有名人被访问的时候，一般记者都会问这个问题：请问你怎么在你这个繁忙的这个工作事业里面，跟家庭的时间的分配，你怎么去平衡
？A lot of the times, people will ask how to balance between the busy life and the cultivation life.
我自认做了很多法务很忙的人。或者自认家里很忙，事业跟家庭很难兼顾的，这都是一个平衡的一个技巧一个问题。
So what is the?
那
how to balance the time you spend on cultivation
享受。那
versus and oh the family，
就是说自己皈依二十多年，那不敢讲说是很精进。
I take refuge to Grandmaster for over 20 years.
确实也是像刚才所讲的。
I don't want to say that I'm too diligent.
那我就想想哦。那我们这个是先这个次序方面，我们先照亮自己呢，还是先照亮别人？
So are we supposed to illuminate ourselves first or others first?
再先点燃别人，再点燃自己。
Or first to illuminate others before illuminate ourselves.
到九点，哦，我是比较抽象的讲一讲。那这个是大家自己去思考，哦，我自己也没有很好。
So let's think about it.
那只能讲说总结一下，点灯，点灯，再点灯，更点灯，我总结这四句。那所以说最近师尊常提的，很多同门写信来。有五个字啊，七个字啊，什么几个字，我就在想。
So the most important thing is to lead the light, lead the light, and lead the light.
孙叔，有一个程度的理解，但是不敢讲说就了解多少。那孙叔说。
So lately, Grandmaster also asked us to write the five words, seven words.
然后也说讲了就不准了，但是孙又叫我们讲。几个字的，哦，就是测试大家修行的一个程度。
So many of us do write the characters to Grandmaster.
不讲就没事了，哦。那我只要讲的是说，啊，不管自己修行怎么样，不管是几个字、五个字、七个字或者更多字，我要讲的就是说，只求精进，精进，再精进，更精进，因为只有精进才能。
Some said.That once it is written, that it will not be correct or accurate.
能够说定慧双修等等都能做得更好，所以我只能讲只求精进，精进。
So we request
这是跟大家共鸣
diligence, more diligence, and even more diligence.
对不起，脚有点麻痹了。就等一下，师太，我，
敬礼两名和尚，萨迦真空上师，十六世大宝法王卡玛巴，图登达尔吉上师，敬礼坛城三宝，还有主持上师、德辉上师，还有师母，各位上师。教授师，各位法师，啊，各位同门，还有网络上的同门，大家好。啊，首先呢。今天是听莲友法师。
First of all, we listen to Reverend 莲友
讲到应该感谢
talking about
常住
that we should pay gratitude to the masters and reverends who stay at the temple permanently. But in reality, we should be grateful to each and every person.Who has given his and her best.
法师也谈到他爸爸妈妈申请公
And Reverend Yan Yu was also talking about her parents in their application for an elderly home that was very speedy, that in less than 2 months everything was taken care of. That was very swift. And in the past we've asked Hui Wen, Dharma sister, about application to an elderly home and how long it would take, and she said the fastest one usually takes 1 to 2 years, and some took even longer than 10 years, or not receiving any approval. But the fact that they could get the approval in a such short period of time was due to the blessing of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. After hearing this, I would like to apply for an elderly home myself. It's about time, actually. I should be able to.
那么德辉上师呢, 他谈的,
and Master De Hui,
他的一生啊, 一生的过程, 可以说,
was talking about that his life was like a flowing water, and for it's like a chronology, like how many years doing this and how many years doing that. I was going to take a note of that, but I did not, because it was just like a chronology. It's only a statement that human life is just like clouds, like smoke. That clouds fly very fast, and the smoke would dissipate very fast. And the 23-year anniversary of the Xia Li Jiang Temple has also passed. And she also mentioned the name De Hui. Actually, he is one of the senior masters, so we maintain his original name, De Hui, because I felt that this name is very good. It's the brilliance of the morale of virtue. So he often mentioned about illuminating himself and illuminating others, because he is the brilliant virtue. So he needs to illuminate himself and others. In reality, as the abbot of Seattle Taizong Temple, his work was his work very hard, so we should be grateful to him as well. Especially during the few years when Grandmaster was in retreat, he suffered a lot of difficulties. Did a lot of work. And he talked about diligence or efforts, which is one of the six bodhisattva precepts. Anyone who made a bodhisattva vow had to perform the six paramitas or the six perfections, and diligence or effort is one of them. I hope that each cultivator will not forget about effort and diligence. And now we will talk about the Platform Sutra of Hui Neng. Today's microphone has some echoes, is that right? The sound is different from before. Is that because of my voice? The fifth patriarch, after seeing Hui Neng's verse or gatha, he knew that the realm of Hui Neng,
神秀大师,
was higher than 神秀.
那么五祖就趁着人不注意的时候,
so the fifth patriarch,
六祖,
when nobody noticed, went to the workplace of Hui Neng.
那时候慧能啊,
at that time,
是在装米,
慧能 was pounding rice,
把那个米啊, 米坑啊, 给它去掉,
to eliminate the rice husk or the bran, and he worked very hard pounding rice.
那五祖就开口就讲,
so the fifth patriarch spoke to him and said,
应该为法忘,
the seeker of the way should forget about self due to the Dharma. This is very important. All of us, the seeker of the path, for the sake of the Dharma, we should forget about the hardships of the body. For the sake of the Dharma, you can sacrifice everything. So, for the sake of the Dharma, we sacrifice everything.
古代的
especially our body, or even our body.
很严格的，就是守戒。
In the ancient times, the precept school is very strict on keeping the precepts in order to demonstrate that we sacrifice everything for the sake of Dharma. People poke on their finger and use the blood to write or to copy the sutra. And there's some who would burn their fingers as an offering to the Buddha.
这个是我不是教大家通通都这样子做。
I'm not teaching you to do this because in this time, in modern time, that's sadistic behavior. I mean, that's
很比较残酷的做法。人的手啊，五个手指头。
It's hurting yourself. So, this ten fingers have karma. How do you have karma? Because your mouth has created these transgressions, and your body has to suffer from the retributions of karma because you have hands. So because of that, you wrap cloth around your finger and dip it on an oil or gas, and then you burned it. So in the ancient time, this is called burning your finger as a gesture of an offering to the Buddha. That happened many times at the Tiantong Temple. But this kind of behavior, I don't recommend. And there's some who sacrifice your body as a gesture of an offering to the Buddha.
有的人啊,
and some people,
是很痛,
we know that burning the precept mark on the head is very painful. As long as you make a little mistake or small errors, then you would burn the incense on your scalp.
身上全身,
and all over your scalp, and sometimes all over your body or at your back, they all the burned, the incense burned, as if you're treating your body as a lamp, and then you lit the lamp or burn the lamp as a gesture of offering to the Buddha.
很多有到这样子很激烈的这种程度。
So there are a lot of these extreme behaviors that we should not do.
杀戒的时候也染了三个戒疤。
In the past, when I made the Bodhisattva vow, I also had this incense burn on my arm.
那是23
of them when I was in my 20s. And the scar is still here.
那么，这个求道之人为法忘期。
So as a seeker of the path, for the sake of the Dharma, you can sacrifice yourself. So this is teaching you to be diligent.
这个米呀，熟了吗？
So the fifth patriarch asked Hui Neng,Is the rice ready?
叫做齐和问你。
This is talking about rapport.
了解佛法了。
It's asking you if you have comprehend Bodhidharma. Are you mature? Are you ripe?
不像我们现在啊，五个字七个。
Not like now. To asking about five words, seven words, and you just guess.
用蒙的用
this is actually a mainland Chinese. You're just guessing, or you're just
用蒙的
what's that called?
偶然被你蒙中，就是你。
It's as if you're tricking on others. No, it's not that.
好像猜谜一样，这样大家猜。
It's just like guessing.
应该是问你熟了。
Actually, I should ask you, are you ripe? If you are ripe,
才算是成就了
then you have reached the attainment. It's not by just doing it haphazardly. So the fifth patriarch asked him, is the rice ripe? But Hui Neng understood, but this rapport, the rice is already ripe long ago. That it's ripe long ago. Only it's not been filtered.
你早就熟了。米呀，每一个穗子，这个米穗子，
都 You know, a husk, a grain of rice,
必须要用筛子把它筛。
And then you need to, what's that? Shake it on a sieve. You have to sieve it. So that all the husks would be separated from the rice. So the fifth patriarch, hearing this answer,was a good match to what he expected. So he used his staff to knock on that mill, the grinder. You put the rice on the grinder, and then you grind the rice. So he used his staff.To knock on that pestle three times to indicate.
你可以来见我。三斤
To indicate that at the three strikes of the clock, at the three strikes of the clock, that you can come and see me.
可以来见我。晚三斤的时候，大家都睡了。我敲三下，你那时候你可以来见我。
That at the three strikes of the clock, you can come and see me.
啊，这个是一个暗示的，暗示的，因为无主。
So that's a hint.
去看慧能的时候也是偷偷去的。
Because when the fifth patriarch went to see Hui Neng, he did it quietly and not letting anybody saw.
暗示里面呢、啊、
，see that
他的窗子、啊，通通用袈裟。
And then in the fifth patriarch's room, he used his robe to cover
么人不让人家看到
to cover his room, not to let anybody see
用他的袈裟
who he was meeting that night. He covered the windows with his robe so that nobody could see inside.
慧能呢在三更的时候就进到
So 慧能 at the three strikes of the clock entered into the fifth patriarch's room.
就为慧能讲金刚经
And at that time, the fifth patriarch expounded on the Diamond Sutra.
坛经里面啊是
So in the platform sutra that was spoken by 慧能 he said that the fifth patriarch expounded on Diamond Sutra to him.
啊，是不是？
But today there are many people expounded on Diamond Sutra.
我有一个师父
My own guru.
就是乐国老和尚
One of them was called the senior monk 乐国
大吉上师的师父
Also the guru of Master Thubten Dorji.
是我师父的师父
was the guru of my guru, but also was my guru.
乐国老和尚
the senior monk 乐国 he specialized on expounding on the Diamond Sutra. Many people expounded on Diamond Sutra.
生活中莲池上师
like Master 莲池 of Two Buddha School in Vancouver.She also expounded, finished expounding on Diamond Sutra. So she also did, but Grandmaster never did.
慧能讲,
so 慧能 said,
五祖为他讲金刚经.
The fifth patriarch expounded on the Diamond Sutra especially for him.And talking about the mind who is not abiding on anything. And he said he's enlightened at that time. But if he was enlightened when he was writing the Gatha, then at the time when he heard about the exposition of the Diamond Sutra, he wasn't called enlightened.So when he wrote the verse that the body was not a tree and the mind was not the mirror stand and originally there was nothing and how could the dust alight to? But some people said that was a mark of enlightenment but that was not right. But when the fifth patriarch expounding on Diamond Sutra to 慧能 andAt that time, 慧能 was enlightened.
也有人写这一句给我。
So someone wrote this to me, too.
而生其心
That your mind is not abiding on anything. The mind that's non-abiding on anything.
其就不用。
And that's seven words.
他说这个就是开悟。
And he said, this is the enlightenment.But there is a meaning behind this.
什么是无所住?
What is the non-abiding?
你有没有烦恼?
Do you have troubles? Do you have worries?
哪一个人没有烦恼?
Now I'm asking you, is there anyone who doesn't have any worries or troubles?
没有烦恼的,请举手。
Please raise your hand.
没有烦恼的请举手。
Please raise your hand.
如果你现在真的
If you have no worries whatsoever,
那么就请举手。
Then please raise your hand.
那么你的心就住在烦恼上。
Then your mind is abiding on these worries and troubles.
每一个人都有烦恼。
Everyone has worries.
那么你的心呢是住在哪里？住在烦恼。
Then where is your mind is abiding? It's on the worries.
便不是说因无所住，就是哎呀，我没有住在我家。
It's not that, oh, I'm not abiding in any house, so I'm homeless. I'm a homeless person. I have no home. So that's not that. It's your mind. Have you emptied your mind?
你根本就没有心，也就是说
，that you have no mind， or you have a non-abiding mind，
放在你的心上
，that you don't keep anything in your mind，
任何一个人
，anything or any person，
你的心上
，and you don't place it in your heart，
这才叫无所住啊
，then this is called the non-abiding mind。
一丝的烦恼。
Even if you have the smallest or tiniest worries, you don't place that in your mind or in your heart. Then that's called the non-abiding mind. So how difficult is that? That's very difficult. We know about the non or the unattainable.Nothing to gain, and also doesn't matter, and the unattainable, that's all difficult, but the non-abiding is even more difficult. This is not an ordinary statement. Hui Neng, after hearing it,And so the fifth patriarch talked about the secret. And the fifth patriarch told Hui Neng why it can be non-abiding. I'm telling you, but don't tell anyone else. There's only one thing.That can be non-abiding. I'm telling you that this is what the Buddha was enlightened to. So all the guests' answers, people just say non-abiding, non-abiding, non-abiding. But I'm asking you, why can you be non-abiding? This is what the fifth patriarch.Told Hui Neng. That's the key, the most important thing. And Hui Neng could comprehend this. And because of that, he could become the sixth patriarch. If you can't comprehend why you can be or one can be non-abiding,then he could not have been the sixth patriarch. So these answers are not what I was looking for from you, because it was already written in the Diamond Sutra. You need to answer me. You need to answer me why you could be non-abiding, how you could reach that or achieve that. That's the key.
听到以后啊
So Hui Neng, after hearing that,
他开悟以后他跟
after he was enlightened,
如主讲
he told the fifth patriarch,
原来自信本来就是清净的
it turned out that the self-nature was primordially pure,
本身也是没有生灭的
that the self-nature was not generated or...eliminated, that it was self-sufficient and it was immovable.
从这里自信能够生出万化
And from here, the self-nature can generate all myriad things.
体悟到的
This is what Hui Neng
无所住而生其心
The insight that Hui Neng gained
最重要的
that
这个
Because of the non-abiding, the mind arises. That's the key. And Huineng said, Huineng talked about his realization, and he knew.
这个五祖啊，看到慧能已经
and the fifth patriarch, knowing that Huineng had been totally enlightened,
如果修行人
he said,
自己的心
if a spiritual cultivator
学很多法
does not know about his or her own mind, no matter how much dharma you learn, there's no use.
事得本心啊
If you understand or realize your self nature and you've seen the Buddha nature, then you're called,
天人师,
then you're called
丈夫啊, 不是 husband, 啊,
啊, a sir, you know, it's like it's not a husband, it's also a different word for husband.
是刚刚这个德辉上师所讲的，要调意，能够调意。
Like what Master 德辉 was talking about, that you need to balance.
能够调意自己的心。
You can.
也能够在一生里面以自己的心。
Control or manage sentient beings, you can manage your own mind and you can manage in between or among all this. And then you call this a master, or you can master all these things. So therefore you call a master. So like whatever you do, like when you're playing a violin, that the strings has to be tuned up just right, or like in piano, you know, it has to be tuned up just right. There's a master that can tune this to be just right, that the sound is just right. So this is the skill that we need to gain.
你如果能够把自己的心啊调意的刚刚好
If you can
就是调意
tune your own mind to be just right, then you're called a master at this.
所有诸天的师父
or the teacher between heaven and earth.So the teacher in the heavenly realms and the earthly realm. And that's the same as the Buddha. A truly awakened one. It's the Buddha.
这是五祖讲的。
That was spoken by the fifth patriarch.
那么我们看了这个六祖禅经以后啊。
So after reading the Platform Sutra,This non-abiding that I just said.
也有人写来无所住。
There are some people who wrote this non-abiding.
如何你的心能够无所住?
How can you let your mind be non-abiding?
什么道理能够让你的心无所住?
What is the theory to make your mind non-abiding?
为什么无所住?
Why non-abiding?
这个是五祖在告诉六祖的时候把他的
This was the fifth instruction.That was given by the fifth patriarch to the sixth patriarch. And to confirm it, only then Huineng could become the sixth patriarch. Today, Grand Master could also be enlightened to the why the mind can be non-abiding. Why can it be non-abiding?
很奇怪的
Many people are so strange
其实这世间的人大部分都是
Actually, the world, the people in this world are all abiding.
没有人无所住的
Nobody is non-abiding.
那就是
Those who can be non-abiding are Buddhas already.
像我们这个修行有得到神通的
When we gain some transcendental power after spiritual cultivation, then their mind is abiding on this transcendental power. Therefore, the Buddha doesn't teach us to gain this transcendental power. So, and he, reprimanded this on those arhats who gain transcendental powers. Why? Because he discouraged them to have their mind abiding on the transcendental power instead to be abiding on the ultimate truth or thusness. And even the suchness or thusness, you cannot be non-abiding on.
我们学佛有很多人在比
So as a Buddhist practitioner, we compare.
我觉得艺术也是一样艺术、啊、
Also in the artistic world, they compare with each other or they compete.
你好像画一幅画师尊画一幅
Like
今天画一幅画
when I draw a painting,
画了一幅画全部都是黑的
And it was all black.
只有一点点红的
Only a little bit of red.
我的标题就写走向光明走向光明
And the title was Walking Toward Radiance.
那么你在画画的时候啊你心
So when you're painting, your mind is on the painting.
你心在画画上面
So you abide your mind on painting.
画得好
If you paint well or
你都有感觉
badly, you have the feeling.
心
because your mind is on the goodness or on the badness of the painting.
那些政治人物啊
or on how good or how bad the painting is.
心在权位上面
And the politicians, their mind is abiding on the power.
心在钱
and the corrupt officials, their mind is on the money.
做生意的
the businessman, their mind is on the money.
有很多上司啊，心在地
many masters, their mind is on the territories.
想要成名的啦，心在
those who wantTo be famous, their mind is on the fame.
所以文殊菩萨有一个记啊，叫三三后。
Manjushri Bodhisattva has this famous verse about moving forward three steps and backward three steps.
三三后三三
Forward three steps and backward three steps.
后三三
Very simple.Forward three steps, backward three steps.
根本就是无所住，讲的就是无所住。
That's non-abiding.
前面走三步，后面退三步。
So you walk forward three steps and backward three steps. Then have you moved? You have not moved.
没有动摇是什么？
So what is unmovable? That's non-abiding.
所以佛法讲的
So Buddha Dharma
是根本无所住
What the Buddha Dharma was talking about was all non-abiding
任人家如何怎么样子批评
For Grand Master It doesn't matter how people slanders or criticizes I don't let it abide on my mindI don't let it abide on my mind. Then you would not be sad, would not be harmed by it. Who can harm me? It's non-abiding.
我也曾经被人家讲过，
someone said this to me, I will kill you.
我也被人家讲哦，当面讲哦。
Right in front of my face, I'll kill you.
我无动于衷啊。
I was unmoved.
不住我心。
It was non-abiding on my mind.
我也被人家骂啊。我也不还嘴。
Someone scolded me. I did not argue. It was non-abiding. I never let it enter into my mind. Because once it's abiding, then you go against the ultimate truth. So, and if you say that you are enlightened, that's all. Not right.
爱情是永恒的，爱情是。
Some people think that love is eternal.
德威上师刚才讲了流水账。
Telling you that the chronology that Master De Hui was talking about earlier was smoke.
云啊。
Was clouds.
走过去的。
It can pass. The clouds today are not the clouds of yesterday. And the smoke can dissipate. You think that love is sweet. Love is nothing. Doesn't exist.
有人哎，我也不知道怎么讲。
I don't know how to say this.
这个有三个
，There are
三个不能抖掉的
people.
一个是老。
That there are three things that people can't avoid. One is getting old, getting sick, and dying.
老也可能让爱情变成云烟。
Can make love, to become smoke.
因为老了嘛。
Because you're old already.
还有爱情吗？有些人讲。
Is there romantic love? For old age, of course, because you know, with my companion, we're on very good terms. Well, in that case, maybe.
也有爱情。
Maybe I said.
病有没有
inaccurately?
大家说有啊。
And how about when you're sick? Do you still have love when you're sick? Yeah, of course.
哈，推着轮椅。
I push the wheelchair. And two people, we're still in love.Well, maybe I make a mistake again.
最后一个死有没有爱情
But in death, do you still have love?
你说有啊。
And you say, yes, there is.
别人也许有死了。
Maybe some people do have that.
同日、同年、同月、同日死。
That they die on the same day.
真是太伟大。
And it's just too great. I could not say anymore.
我没有那种那个。
I have no such
love. 我把自己的心放在爱情。
Mindset. I don't place my mind on that kind of romantic love.
因为同年同夜。
Because.
同日死。
To die on the exact same date,
又要在一起
then you have to be together again in the future life. Isn't that too much?
这个爱啊，哇
This kind of love,
夫妻一世夫妻
for several different lifetimes, one, two, three.
以前跟我
There was a disciple in the past who made a vow, who wanted to become husband and wife for seven lifetimes.But at the end,
好像几年就完蛋了嘛。
Only after a few years it went astray.
花了这个
She made that vow, and then she went into rage. Forget about seven lifetimes. We haven't even started for a lifetime, and she already went into rage. Almost killed me. Today I prepared two jokes, but it did not match into the current topic. What was spoke, you know, what I talk about the Platform Sutra. So very important point. Non-abiding. Why can you be non-abiding?
今天有一个,
Today, someone from Calgary came called Lianhua Haoming, Dharma brother.
是 Calgary 白云雷藏寺的是吗?
From Baiyun Temple in Calgary.
站起来一下.
Please stand up.
好，阿弥陀佛。
阿弥陀佛
他是一位高人
He's a high person
长得比
Highly person because he's taller than I am
长得比我高的人 他的眼光很独到 他的眼光很独到
His insight was very sharp and his realization also not bad That the rice,
熟了吗?
Is the rice ripe?
半生半熟,
half ripe and half raw.
很不错了,
it's really not bad.
很不错了,
really not bad.
我看他的见地大有可为,
I realize that his realization is very promising. If you want to become a monk,
欢迎你,
we welcome you. I can make it public because there's a difference between the modern world and the ancient times. His name is Lianhua Haoming. His realization is very profound and very stable. His footsteps are very stable. He's a pretty good high person.
另外有一位，我认得，认为他也。
And there's another person that's not bad at all.
他把东西写出来，我认为说，哎，他已经在圆心的边缘。
I felt that he's already at the edge of that red dot, the target. And we can say that he's already at the door.
但是我多问他几句啊，他既然讲到东，又讲到西。
But asking a few questions, he talked about here and there.
那就不对了。
Then that's not right anymore.
以前你讲的已经踏在门槛。
What you said before was already at the door.
那么我再问几句。
But in asking a few more questions, he was just guessing around.
我说你糊涂了，把旧的东西拿出来看。
Now you're not so clear anymore. Take a look at the old stuff that you wrote. That was it. And he was also considered a pretty highly person.
但是要无做到真正的无所。
But you need to be able to really do, really apply the non-abiding.
那个浩明。
Today I've asked 莲花浩明。
你想一想，你自己想一想。
So think about it yourself.
应该是不错了。
The answer that you gave was not bad.
反过来想。
But turn it around and ponder upon it upside down. If you meditate on it upside down, then you can say the answer immediately.
你跟我讲的刚好是在地，我跟你。
So what you told me was on earth, and what I answered you was in heavens. If you turn it around,
你就明白了释迦牟尼佛在菩提。
Then you would understand what the Buddha Sakyamuni was enlightened to under the Bodhi tree. Because this is the only one that is non-abiding.
离了这个,
apart from this,
绝对没有无所住,
nothing is non-abiding.
所以我刚才问大家嘛,
so just now I asked all of you,
如果没有烦恼的,
if now you have no worries, please raise your hand.
如果讲它是没有完全没有烦恼的。
That if you are completely free of worries,
如果是真实的这样的一个人,
and it's completely true, this kind of person
是没有差别的,
is not different at all from the Buddha.
你看上师证书里面有几句话。
So there's the statement in the master's precept certificate that you need to cut all the worries and you need to transcend life and birth, birth and death.
So
these are two things that a master has to be able to do. And then you have to deliver all sentient beings. Things that you attain, the methods that you gain to liberate all sentient beings. And so this is ultimate. That's the ultimate truth. There's none others.
So I want to mention one, just because it's special.
So I pointed to this very special person who is especially invited from Calgary, Canada, by Yin Lei Zhang Temple to come here. I want to see him.
莲花浩明。
莲花浩明。
已经点来一位了啊，已经点来一位。
So I've pinpointed one person.
他如果说，我父母不答应我出家。
If he said, but my parents don't approve of my ordination.
哎，我听说他的妻子答应他出家。
I heard that his wife has approved of his ordination and he has no children. And his wife has approved. But if he said that my parents don't approve of me becoming ordained, then I want to ask him a question. I want to continue asking one more question. Who are your parents?
你的父母是谁？
Who are your parents?
还要加上一句哦。
And then I would add,
你还有父母吗？
Do you still have parents?
他有父母。
Yeah.
爸爸妈妈呢？
He has father and mother.
妈妈还在吗？哈。
Your parents are still living, right?
是哈。
Right.
对，他有父母。
So he has parents. His parents are still living.
我明明知道他有父母啊。
So I know. he has parents. So, but why did I ask, who are your parents? And then, do you have parents? So So the greatest media of the thousands of years is in what I was talking about this evening. Om Mani Padme Hum.
非常感谢师尊的开始。